next blood drive in the West End is coming up fast. The drive will be at Zora Lutheran Monday, November 16th from 2:30 until 5:30 p.m. Polly Erickson is in charge of organizing the drive and the donors. For information about donating at Zora on Monday, call Polly at 663-7398. As usual, blood and blood products that are available for patients in need are in short supply. We all get skeptical when we are told that we need to take action or else a disaster will happen, but the need for blood is the truth. Locally, the group of donors for the summer drive includes some seasonal workers and residents who are gone now, so the donor supply is smaller. This makes it even more important to step forward if you are able to contribute. There are not many things that give as great a gift as donating a pint of blood. Years ago, before there were mobile units, if a family member, friend, or fellow employee needed a blood transfusion, there was a frantic appeal for immediate donation. There was a poorly organized scramble. The present system, which protects both the donor and the person getting the blood, is much better. The West End folks have an excellent record of volunteering. Once again, the Birch Grove Foundation fundraiser is at Papa Charlie's in Lutzen, Friday, November 20th. Dinner is served beginning at 4:30. The silent auction with fabulous items available for bidding will be ongoing, with a cutoff at 7 p.m. and then the end of the auction at 8. So you have two chances to take home some great items donated by the community. After the dinner and the auction, serious dancing will complete the evening. What more can you ask for? Good food, bargains, and fun. A West End dream evening. The 1% sales tax revenue will eventually provide the money for continuing development of the Birch Grove Foundation. And through the foundation, I feel, the money will greatly benefit the community. This will not happen overnight. Patience and good planning are what is required. Meanwhile, we can dream of the good things which are on the way for our children and the greater community as well. This is Frank Hansen at WTIP with the West End News.